At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Valspar Ultra starts at just $29.98 a gallon. So we've got you covered when your daughter wants to paint her room again after last year's masterpiece of a unicorn mural.
Dad, please!
Or when you realize that maybe you went too hard on the greige.
I miss color.
Or when you were sure you wanted a home gym, but your elliptical is currently hanging your laundry.
What about a home office?
Shop everything you need for your next phase with Valspar. Available at Lowe's. Price varies by sheen.
What brings you to this Dave and Buster's, Michelle?
I work here.
Yeah. What time are you off?
Whenever you get off.
Oh, I'm good at getting off.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me.
No, Christmas.
My true love gave to me.
Okay, well, what's a modern day
version? Partridge in a pear tree.
First of all, what is either of those?
Don't know.
Pears
pear
on trees?
Maybe. But what's a partridge?
Pear of trees? Like one tree with pears or double trees? Pear.
Double tree. Pear hotel.
Salt. Double tree.
Sex.
You know, Marriott owns like every hotel ever.
Uh-huh.
Or like, oh, this is the A-Loft. These are nice. And then it's like, by Marriott.
By Marriott, yeah.
What is it? What are they doing with that?
Marriott's Amazon.
Are they just pimping hoes?
Yeah.
They're just like, they're subtly behind. Is that how Pepsi owns Mountain Dew.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, I'm drinking Mountain Dew. Wrong, bitch. That's Pepsi.
Mountain Dew's Pepsi?
Yeah.
So what's Coke's version? Mellow Yellow?
I think maybe Coke has Sprite.
Well, Coke has Sprite. But I'm saying like
I don't know any of these things. I just said it with confidence, hoping that you
I
guys.
I think Mountain Dew is owned by Coke. Because what's Coke's response to Mountain Dew?
You can't.
Well, you can't.
What are you putting out? It's gonna
Mellow
go
Yellow.
Side by side. Trash.
I think it might be the same thing.
You can.
I mean,
try.
In terms of, yeah.
A good Mountain Dew?
Code Red?
I saw a Mountain Dew in a vending machine over this weekend in Columbus, and I was like, I might do it.
You should have done it.
Should have done it.
What are you showing us, Gabriel?
This is a map.
Oh, this
Kellogg's, Nestle. Nestle owns everyone, and they make hot chocolate. What?
Mars.
This picture
I was just
going to
say.
This is bullshit.
What?
What the hell is
every
going?
Every website has too many ads.
Yeah, this sucks.
I'll tell
what
you what.
What is going on?
I've said this before. How many of y'all clicking on cookies? I've been accepting cookies like it's nothing.
And?
Hey, accept cookies. Yes.
But you ever say no?
I do, but then the website just fucking shuts down like it's got COVID. I'm like, accept. Booster. I don't care. Let me look at this porn site.
They be asking for cookies on porn site?
I don't know. They don't rock hard. Who knows?
Dude, when I was like 16 and porn sites would be like, are you 18? I'm like, bitch, shut up.
The fact, dude, can you imagine some Mormon fuck clicking no?
Yeah.
You're already there.
Dude, they're not even allowed on the internet.
Mormons?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I still think about the two kids from my high school that are Mormon, and they when we found out he never jerked off, it was like the holiest thing I've ever seen. It's like, damn, bro, we should sell you on eBay or some shit.
Oh, yeah. Sell the jack-off virginity. How much do you think you get? If you just, for some odd reason, went back in the past and you just did, you still had your virginity, whatever. How much do you think you could sell your virginity online for right now?
What do
you being Trevor Wallace and all of a sudden it came out that you were a virgin. How much do you think you sell it online for?
It's like somebody gets to take it or they get the rights to it, like an NFT.
Well, funny. For one, funny. Two, I mean, like sell it so then somebody gets banged out. Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. I mean, dude, I don't know if it'd be that high.
I don't know what the virginity market looks
5K?
Like.
5K?
I think maybe more.
Yeah?
Yeah, because it... Yeah. Here's the thing, dude. Motherfuckers are getting...
I think it would be higher if I took somebody's virginity.
Whoa.
Think so? Okay. But I'm saying...
No, I know.
College girl's like, I've been holding out forever.
Yeah, yeah.
And I want this special man to take it. It'd be higher if I... was like, I will do the deed.
Oh, so she's selling it and you're buying?
Or no,
you're...
no, no, no. I'm.
Yeah, this is.
She's paying you to take her virginity.
Yes.
That's wild.
Well, it's supply and demand economics, right? Because there's only one Trevor. So if she really wants Trevor to take it.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm willing to pay
that's
whatever.
What I'm saying.
Now I'm understanding. Now I'm understanding.
Yeah.
There's women online that'd be selling. There was a woman recently. I think me might have even talked about it.
I'd have a bidding war. Yeah, I'd have a bidding war. Yeah, but then that's weird. You know, some rich dude just on the outskirts of Nebraska is like, hear ye, hear ye.
Oh, yeah, that would definitely happen. Let me tell you something. Whoever bought my virginity ain't going to be a girl. I'm getting plowed out in Utah. Yeah.
Wait, I'm lost. What's
if
happening?
If I all of a sudden was a virgin again and I was selling my virginity online, you think you're like, oh, I'm a heterosexual male. I would prefer a woman buying it. Nope, that's not what's happening.
Oh, it's going to be a dude who buys it.
Jail economics. I'm getting plowed out by like in the middle of a John Deere tractor. This is what I saw.
Auctions virginity for 3.9 mil on. Oh, I did see this.
3.9 mil. That's a lot of confidence for your vagina.
So it's an escort site, I guess. Sold it to an Abu Dhabi-based businessman.
Yeah, see, that's what it would be.
That's what I mean. It wouldn't.
You'd have to overnight ship that coochie.
Yeah. You'd have to use fucking Amazon.
Yeah,
I'd
put
Prime.
An asterisk next to it. Like, must be in a 30-mile radius.
Yeah, I don't want to get in a crate.
So this is an auction. So it's like an eBay for virginity.
This is what I would do with my virginity. I'd have that guy that's like,
have that guy eat me out.
Yeah, dude, I'd turn around. Can you imagine that? Just turn around, get a doggy style. Have that dude behind you on your asshole.
Every time he nuts, he yells soul. That's fine.
Oh, yeah. Gavel, gavel.
3.9.
I mean, bruh.
You know what's funny?
Huh? It's going to be bad.
You can lie. Oh, I'm a virgin.
Oh, yeah. I think I said this. I saw a whole thing on the member. They were like, oh, the hymen, if it's broken, you're a virgin. No.
Yeah, it's a hoax.
Or broken. Yeah, the whole hymen thing's a hoax.
Yeah.
So really?
This lady could have got plowed out in the back of a Sears 2 years ago. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, but that was for free.
Yeah, this
but
is for
this gentleman, 3.9. Do you think they had a barter? Like, he came in, it was like 3.8, and she was like 4, and then they're like, me in the middle.
I think it was an auction. So, the funny thing about an auction, she could have sold it for $11 in a fucking U-Haul truck.
Yeah, I wonder what the opening bid was.
Yeah, you got to start somewhere. Yeah. I would like to see the men that were in the auction. It's like a bunch of guys you went to high school with, and then there's a bunch of men who own oil.
Yeah.
Why is oil like, oil tycoons?
Mm-hmm.
People with like oil money?
Yeah.
That's crazy money, yeah.
Oil money's dumb. I tell you what, now oil money's dumb.
Oh, it's through the roof.
The roof.
It's just nuts.
It just makes the car go. That's why I think it's so surprising how Elon Musk hasn't been shot in the head yet. They shot JFK for like, what, because he banged Marilyn Monroe? My facts aren't right, but you guys know what I mean.
Wait, what's your take on this?
What, JFK?
No.
I'll tell you. There was a second gun on the grassy knoll.
What is a knoll?
Nobody knows.
A hill?
Maybe.
Yeah, I think it's just
I would guess.
If I had small tits, I'd tell people I had two knolls.
I love it. I said my cock is as big as a knoll.
Anyway, so wait, why would you say people are against Elon? Because he's taking away from oil?
Yeah.
Because if everyone's driving electric cars, there's no need for... Well, there's still some need for oil, but not for... Think about how many cars are in the world.
Okay. Please don't make me feel stupid.
Okay.
How is oil made? Or is it just there?
It's taken out of the ground. Yeah, it's taken out of the ground, but then they have to like refine it to be used with stuff.
Yeah, there's massive refineries and there's chemicals that go into the refinery that also people get bagged out from.
Yeah.
Also, weird, I've said this before, I don't give a fuck, I'll say it again. Corn, gas. Corn gets fucked up.
It
corn,
gets used.
Popcorn, and then it makes a toy to Yaris go. What is going on?
Gas is corn?
No, ethanol is corn.
Ethanol? Is that your grandma?
That's my grandma.
Wait, is
This is a girl that auctioned it.
How did she not make more than 3.9? Because, god damn!
She's going to upgrade that phone pretty soon, huh?
Oh.
That iPhone 5S, maybe?
Oh, yeah! Her iPhone 5 is going to have an iPhone 5 pretty soon.
God damn.
Okay.
So I like her quote here. She says, every woman has to decide on her own if it's worth it to give her virginity for free to a boyfriend who will maybe later break up with her selling it.
100% going to break up with her.
That's that entrepreneurship.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Why not get cootered out in Abu Dhabi while looking at a camel making 3.9 mil versus getting banged out in a Corolla by a dude named Chet that's going to come in 3 seconds? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah, he doesn't even buy you Gatorade the next morning.
Zero.
But what does this say? It says Cinderella Escorts. Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
A German-based company. Okay. Website which...
Germany is whores. They're all whores.
Which encourages young women to auction their virginity. This is not great. No. To wealthy older men, says the winning bid of 2.5 mil euro, 3.87. I'm just reading out loud, which is not great. But, yeah. But all I...
Oh, they say that. So the winning bid, they say one of the other guys that bid was a quote unquote Hollywood actor.
A Hollywood actor sold a virginity or bought?
No, was one of the bidders on this girl.
Buddy,
for the virginity.
But quote unquote Hollywood actor, his fucking dad owns Cumin. And then he said he did one commercial for Kraft when he was 18 and he's a Hollywood actor. You know what I mean? Look, it's not Tom Hanks. What
could,
if it
could
is?
Be Chad Hanks. Could be Get Chad. Him on the show. But for 2.4 mil? You don't just have 2.4 mil laying around.
I mean, buddy, how down bad are these motherfuckers? I mean, four mil.
Also, what are you talking about when she gets to the house? You just dropped 3.8.
Talking.
I know, but like.
Talking.
I know, but it's not like you open
you
the door.
You just flew around in a fucking helicopter. You
I know,
talking?
But like, is there any like, hey, how you doing? Like, settle in.
No.
You don't think there's any like the feel
moment-
it out?
She walks in and she goes, "Hella, shut up!" No, I'm just joking. But
do you think there's any afterwards, post nut? Is she like, "Well, that was good"? That's her.
Yes, this is her.
Oh, okay. I'm gonna be honest. Too low. I thought 4 mil was too high. 4 mil?
Wait, this is fascinating. It says, the girls all have sex with condoms. What if I just stop there? We organize a hotel, stay close to the hotel as the contact person in case there's problems. Okay. And the girl can cancel the meeting anytime. There's some girls who are looking for a buyer for the virginity on their own. It is safer to run this on our platform.
What is their cut?
I'll tell you what. They
20%.
At least made.
What is it?
20%.
They made 20%. So how much do they get off that deal? I'm not going to math.
A lot of money.
500? Damn it.
No.
500K?
No, 500 would be 30%. I don't know. I can't do math.
Yeah, neither can I.
Whatever.
20% of 4 mil?
It's 800K.
Siri.
It's 800K.
You're right. Yeah, because 10% is
3. Yeah, it's 800K. I actually tried. It's just so funny on the show that I never like actually try to like do a thing. I just go, I don't know. Yeah, 800K. But I will say, though, I wish... that I did this for me.
For your virginity.
Yeah.
Well, how much would you sell it for?
My dick virginity? The funny thing is, a dude selling virginity. Their virginity is like, I'm coming in 14 seconds.
Yeah.
So what is that worth? Young Cum? That's the name of my album. This is...
You know what's wild is whoever wrote this article is making... You know, maybe 50K a year.
No.
And they're just in tears. Just like.
Oh, yeah.
God damn it.
Dude, every single time an OnlyFans girl tells me how much she makes, I weep. But I don't knock
every interview I've ever seen where they're like, I'm not telling how much I make. That just lets me know that they make at least like 250K a month. And what they usually say after, they're like, I'm not telling. Yeah. Fine. 250K a month.
But anyone that says how much they make, bags. Anyone that does not bags. We've said this before.
What do you mean?
I mean, what I'm saying to me is if you're like, I'm a sort of OnlyFans, because there are, it's just like Patreon. There's some podcasts that have a Patreon that does well, and there's some podcasts that do Patreon, and they make $11. And it's the same thing with OnlyFans.
I'm lost.
You're out there showing your cooter and your titties, and there are
no,
women
but I'm
there.
Saying like the girls that are doing that are like well known and like on interviews and podcasts. They're like, right. How much do you make? I'm like, oh, I'm not saying you're like bagged out.
Oh yes. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I thought
dude,
you meant
I'm
in
the
grand scheme.
I'm not talking about a girl you met in the line of a Subway. I'm talking about this like you, the people who are already notable for doing that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Bagged.
How much money is OnlyFans worth?
Holy Toledo!
They get a cut of. Oh,
how much do they get? They get a cut.
What percentage does OnlyFans get?
Isn't that insane that they get a cut just for having an infrastructure?
Bro, Uber gets a cut on people who are driving and they ain't gotta drive.
That's crazy. We're all getting pimped out.
Everyone. Marriott, Doubletree. Who makes the cookies?
Goddamn.
OnlyFans takes 20%.
Too much.
20?
Dude, they're making 20% off all this for fucking writing Ruby code. That's wild. They went to 2 years of coding school.
You build it and they will come. Literally. Come.
Wow. 4 mil. 4 mil. to get plowed out in Abu Dhabi.
But imagine,
good,
dude,
for her.
I want to hear how rich the guy was who did it. Because if that was all the savings, that's the worst post-nut regret ever.
Holy shit.
You, the second you come, somebody knocks on your door, he'll be able to repossess your whole castle.
I mean, it is it is actually wild that they're like, if you spend $4 million.
And, if you got $4 million deposited to your bank account right now.
Anything. I'd do anything. Run over my grandma with a tank. I had no problem.
No, I'm saying what you already have the money. What do you do? What's the first thing you're doing?
If it's just $4 million off top?
If $4 million appeared in your bank account right now, first thing you're doing.
It's gonna be such a boring answer.
We'll see.
What is it? Real answer?
Real answer.
I would call the real estate agent and be like, I want an 8-unit in like probably Miami. I want an 8-unit building in Miami I want to buy right now.
Okay.
I would literally just do real estate.
Live off that.
I would act like I didn't have it, buy a fucking 8-unit thing in like Miami or some other hot real estate market, hire a management company to deal with all the bullshit.
You're not buying like one wild thing. You're spending every cent of that $4 million on a complex. You're not buying one fudusi.
Another Greta?
Huh?
Maybe get Greta something?
She don't deserve shit.
True.
Nah, she does. I love that lady girl. She deserves so much. Okay, what am I buying $4 million if I'm not being smart?
Yeah.
If I'm not being smart, what am I buying? Are sex robots here now?
Yeah.
You can buy somebody who can make one.
I saw the porn that almost tricked me today.
Today,
daddy jerked off at like 8:15 in the goddamn morning. Coffee? You talk about coffee?
Coffee, 8:15 a.m.
8:15, daddy got hard. Daddy said, get it out.
Were you with the lady?
I went to my house.
8:15 a.m.?
Went home.
Wait, you drove?
No, the roosters weren't even up yet, but the cock was.
Oh, goddamn. Blue Chew, eject the cock.
Why are we talking about, like, oh, if you had $4 million, you beat your meat at 8:15 a.m.?
Dude,
And went out into public after that?
Here's the thing.
Dude, if I jerk off in the day and walk outside, I feel like people know.
They do, but that's the fun of it. Real quick, sidebar. We'll get back to 8:15 jerking off in the morning. If you started a fucking jerk off thing in your like a live stream jerk off thing, whatever fucking website you can use, do you think you get a hella subscribers?
Only hands.
Oh, really? All right.
Get me off
Gabe,
the podcast.
Learn Ruby. Fucking write the code. Only hands.
Wait, what are you talking about? You're jerking off?
Yeah, like a jerk off cam, but like it's
like
you.
A GoPro.
Yeah.
A GoPro that just goes on your thumb.
No. I'm saying like
you ever seen? Okay.
Yeah.
You ever seen those porns with like? Like put a camera in the guy's cock and he like fucks and it's just like a POV of the vagina.
Just looks like a colonoscopy.
It doesn't look great.
Horrible.
But like you click on it when you're younger because you're like, whoa, what's in there?
A cave.
But it's not like.
Does it have a light on it?
I guess yeah.
It has to.
I don't know. I just remember being. I felt like it was on Magic School Bus real quick.
Yeah, Magic School Bus. They couldn't have come up with that shit now. Goddamn. You gotta ask me.
What
you're in my lungs, bitch.
Here's a better question. You're driving the Magic School Bus solo.
Oh shit!
What's the first thing you're entering?
Jack it off. What?
Yeah, but where are you entering? Where's the first crevice, hole, crease, wrinkle
of who?
Of a body.
Of a
who though? My uncle?
No, of a hot girl.
Oh, where am I driving the Magic School Bus?
Yeah.
Oh shit. I'm going in the cooter, I think.
I don't, but for you? You ain't flossing in and out of those toes?
I don't think you want to see the toes up that
yeah,
close.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of fungi.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true. You ever got athletes in your mouth?
Probably. Yeah, my tongue can shoot a basketball.
So what are you entering? You're going.
Dude, I'm going in the cooter. But here's the thing. None of it does anything for me.
What
I don't want
to. What if you went in the cooter?
Hold up.
And you just saw like a cream pie in there.
Like an actual pie?
What? No, you're like, oh, we gotta put chains on the tires. There's snow in here.
Yo,
come.
Hold on. You think if you're Magic School Bus and you see coming there, are they like actual fish?
What?
You're like, God damn. You take out some fishing rods? You try to fish?
I'm lost.
You know the cum?
Okay, backtrack.
You know the cum?
Yeah.
Aren't there fishes in there? Isn't cum fish?
Semen?
Yeah.
Like sperm. The individual sperm. Yeah, they're like, they got the little tail.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Too many.
But if you're small, too many. If you're a small magic school bus, you're going to see...
How many sperm are in per
quadrillion, kabillion.
How big is an individual sperm compared to the magic school bus?
I think a magic school... That's what I'm saying. I think a magic school bus is a little bigger than a... I just think that if you were a magic school bus, you'd bring fishing rods to fish for cum.
Yeah, sure.
You know? Yeah. And then you get the cum and you go to the end of the thing and they take a picture of it because it's really big.
And at least I hold my hand out the window with pineapple and be like, eat this.
Oh yeah. I think they're living.
Sperm?
Yeah, I think you could talk to them if you're that small. Would you have a sperm on a rope?
What would you do if you went to a girl's house and she goes, oh, I collect sperm?
No. I have to bring this up. Do you remember the woman in the front row? This lady said that she collects teeth?
Where? Columbus?
Columbus. Of course we're in Columbus.
She collecting her own. No.
Collect teeth.
Hers?
There's people's teeth.
What does dead she do people's with them? Teeth. Gamble them?
I don't know, man. But I kept saying it. No one cared. Like 800 people were like silent. Hey. Teeth?
What happened?
Not shark teeth or gator teeth. None. Like human teeth. And people were fine with it. It just had, she had it in mason jars. She
Does
put
she
it above
them to
her
the
kitchen
tooth fairy?
Sink. I don't know. But dude, if the tooth fairy went to her house, it bagged out.
She is the tooth fairy.
I think the tooth fairy is hot. You think the tooth fairy is hot?
Well, the tooth fairy is also your dad, so.
Well, no, it wasn't because he wasn't there.
Your mom?
My mom.
Well, that's on brand.
Yeah, but you know what I mean. Think about a tooth fairy in general.
Creeping in, sliding it out. It doesn't seem like a profitable business, though. You're trading money for teeth?
Yeah, but you're selling baby teeth. There might be a market. Listen, if there's a market for pussy, there's a market for baby teeth. There's a market for everything. You're trying to tell me right now that the first person to kill an alligator and skin that bitch was like, oh, this we can make purses out of this. No, it just happened. I'm saying there's a market for everything.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Magic school bus. If you're in it, what are you doing first? Where are you going first? If you become magic school bus, boom. You going in the girl? Where? You know where I'm going? Can I redo my answer?
Yeah.
This is where I'm going. I'm not going to go in her. I'm going to read her journal. I'm doing scandalous shit.
But those words are massive.
I can read them.
In the bus?
I zoom out like a Goodyear blimp. I slug down.
You're going to be able to turn a page?
No.
Be heavy as hell. He's looking at us as chapter one. You're like, fuck.
Fuck. Hold up. Your girl got a journal?
She does.
Oh, shit. How much you paying to read that?
I don't think she uses it.
Oh.
Like, it just sits next to her bed.
So, she doesn't write in it?
I don't know.
Damn. You ever have a journal as a kid?
I did.
Really?
Dude, that's a great memory. I remember writing and taking my stress out. I remember writing the kids I'd want to fight in school. But here's
Call
the thing.
Call him out.
If you're Garrett. But if you're, here's
Fuck
the thing.
Fuck that guy.
If you're journaling about fighting somebody, you're going to lose.
Yeah.
Or.
The pen is mightier than the sword, sir.
I think I just remember going home one day and it was mad at some kid. I was like, Garrett was a jerk. Garrett made me feel some type of way. I want to fight Garrett. Fuck him.
Is Garrett a real person?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck you, Garrett.
I.
You think you could tell if you were mad by how deep the indentations were on the words that you used? Yeah. If you had them deep shits, you were angry. If you were like, you were like, oh, I'm in love with a girl.
I remember they told me growing up that you were supposed to hold a pencil. Like, because I guess I gripped it super hard.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, you're supposed to hold it like the same as like a tube of toothpaste. Like if you held it tighter than if any came out.
Oh, I hold my shit tight.
How you write?
I write like this.
Let's see.
Like this.
Oh, I thought you went like this for a second.
No.
Like
people
hand.
Who write like that, like a 31-year-old and writing like
Bob.
That.
You can't be writing like this, full fist.
You are a full fist guy over 25. You're writing a manifesto.
Are you ambidextrous?
No. I'm close to ambidextrous, like with a basketball, but everything else, no.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. But
did anyone give a shit about the kid who was ambidextrous in middle school?
Dude, they told my teacher, actually my principal, when she was a kid, which was like when dinosaurs were alive, she was old then. God damn. But she was left-handed, and back in the day, they said, fuck left-hand people. They just made her write right-handed. They just, you literally like...
Yeah, left-handed was a hoax back then.
Dude, but that's crazy.
Which?
crazy. You're just like, I can write my left. And they go, no, you can't. Switch it up.
Which?
Which? Can you imagine being a left hand? Like, you're smearing
all the
shit.
My mom's a lefty.
I'm a lefty too. Yeah.
You're a lefty?
Gabe's a lefty.
Did you smear the rest of your whole shit?
Yeah, all the time. Still do.
Damn. But there's like left hand notebooks though, right?
Yeah, but like when you're trying to write like a greeting card, like a nice card for someone, it always gets fucked up.
Cards in general.
Yeah.
Dude, I bought a card from my girl for, what was it, Valentine's Day?
Oh, shit.
Dog, you want to guess how much this goddamn card was?
$7.99.
Bitch, I wish.
Really?
$13.
You know what's funny is they know they can do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's also so many cards to choose from. You're like,
Well, the best ones, the ones that look the nicest, obviously, the very obvious thing I'm about to say, are the ones that are bags. It's picks of whatever the fuck.
Well, because it's like layered and shit and has like flowers.
It was actually nice, dude. There was puzzle pieces that made a heart, and there was one puzzle piece that was empty, and the puzzle piece was on the side to the left. And I was like, ooh, that's me. I complete your heart. Bitch, did I get pussy that night?
I'd hope. You got a card. Card.
Can you imagine... if you did all that, wrote a nice card. Dude, I told my girl I love her yesterday. She said, thank you. I said, huh? Hey! Hey!
Hut, hut, take a hike!
Hey!
She said, thank you?
Thank you!
Let me hear
She said, thank you, honey. I said, huh?
Text her verbally.
No, verbally. Last night, I said, thank you, honey. She goes, I said, you take your honey and put it on... Cheerios, bitch. I want your
wait,
honey.
Wait. So what happened? You're like, I love you. And she's like, thank you, honey.
Yeah, just thank you, honey. No.
Damn.
No.
Simp.
Yeah. No.
Simp.
No.
Michael.
It wasn't
he
a simp.
He gave her, he handed her 10 bucks afterwards.
Let me take your virginity. She said, thank you?
She said, thank you, honey. She said, thank you, honey. I started packing my bag.
And what did she say after that?
She was like, she was joking, but like, after like 2 minutes, I was like, funny.
Say it.
So funny.
Say it.
Say it.
Say it.
Say it. I know I've been gone for 5 days. Say it. Say it. Man.
Dude, the first guy to say it, don't spray it when somebody spit when they talk, heater.
Oh my God.
You ever heard that? Say it, don't spray it.
Dude.
And the word spray got some hard syllables, so you'll spray a little on that.
Dude, lisps. So hard. Why are you making a person with a lisp say lisp? Switch it up.
Yeah, I would just abbreviate it, or I'd just use my hands like L.
Yeah.
L is, what was the shit that girls used to do growing up? Loser, loser, double loser.
Yeah.
Get the picture, bitch. Take the
somebody, bitch.
Loser, loser, double loser. Take a photo. I don't know.
I don't know either. Loser, loser.
Dude, there were so many bangers that they had growing up. Like, take a picture that'll last longer.
Oh, that was
wow.
It was a loser, loser, double loser, as if whatever, get the picture, duh.
All right, well, loser, whoa, loser, double loser, get the picture, as what?
As, here, you want to watch a video of it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do. It's going to be some 12-year-old girl doing this with 100 million views. Oh, my God.
It's
has 120K. Child.
She's doing it with sass, too. Look at this. As if whatever, get the picture, duh. Huh? What type of accent?
I'm going to send that to my girlfriend next time she acts up.
You know what I'm going to do with my girlfriend? I'm going to say, thank you, honey.
Loser, loser, double loser. Get the picture. Oh, should we do this now? The bras?
Oh, yeah. Speaking of girls.
Yeah. Last episode, we were talking about how quick we could take an old bra off. Hey, your boy stole some bras from his girlfriend.
Yo, let me ask you a question.
I hope she doesn't watch this episode because I got your bras, honey.
Does she not know that you took them?
I mentioned it, but I don't know.
Let me ask you a question. Are these clean?
Yeah.
All right, good.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
I sprayed them down with Windex this morning.
Good. 409.
So how should we do this? I put it on, you try to take it off, vice versa?
Can I try to put it on you first?
Yeah.
You ever try to put on a bra?
Dude, she showed me how to put it on. It's a hoax. You got to put it around like it's a utility belt around your waist. You turn it up, then you flip it around to the side.
Yeah.
Too much.
Girls got too much stuff. Girls are like Mrs. Potato Heads. There's too much shit attached to y'all. You got to do bras and panties. You got vaginas flapping, vulvas, fucking birth canals. You got fucking fake eyelashes, nails done, hair's done, everything good. God
damn, this is
just
a Drake song. Nails done, hair's done, everything.
Too much.
Bro, you ever go into Victoria's Secret as like a kid?
Get hard and then say I'm buying this for my mom and just scum me.
Like, sir, you got to leave. It's 3 in the morning. Dude, I'm looking for my mom.
Isn't it funny that girls, like, nail done, hair done, everything good, and then they just walk in the date, and then we just go, can I come? Like, it's like, I feel bad.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I shaved my face this morning with a razor that had one blade on it. That was my prep to get ready.
Yeah.
And she's spending an hour and a half to look pretty, and I'm like, yeah, I put something in my hair.
Yeah, and then she goes,
honey and cum.
Yep. She goes, how does my hair look?
Honey, go, nut Cheerios.
I know. Whoa. Yeah.
Honey, nut.
Nut on my Cheerios. Cheerios. Now, how is that not a porn title? Honey, nut on my Cheerios.
Well.
Come on.
There's milk with my
Come into buffs. America? I mean, Jesus.
What was the Black Eyed Peas song, Put Your Milk With My Cocoa Puffs? Was that about sex?
I don't know, but there's a Black Eyed Peas song that Gabe brought up before. That
milk in my cocoa
that
puffs.
That is so illegal
milky,
to say.
Milky, milky cocoa puffs. Please be about sex.
Milky, milky cocoa puffs?
Put your milk with my cocoa puffs. Milky, milky cocoa puffs.
Oh my God.
You don't remember this?
Either that's a heater of a jingle, or that's about coming on some goddamn coconuts. Oh, is that coming on tits? You fuck with coming on tits?
Yeah. I just like coming. I don't really care where I come. I'll come in a saxophone. I don't really give a shit. Is that crazy? Anywhere.
But there are plays that are what more is fun. It?
What?
There are plays that are more fun.
Sure. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, like on her dad.
What?
Hold on. What did you say Who's before dad? I said that?
I didn't say anything.
God damn.
Who's
this
dad?
This is in My Humps. This is definitely about sex.
My humps. My lady lumps?
Yeah.
Well, that's
yeah.
weird. Come grope my lady lumps?
Is it grope?
No. I'm just saying, like, where girls like, come check out these lady lumps. I'd be like, what am I looking for? Leukemia?
Dude, the first time, I don't think that's how you find it. The first time, hold up. What was I going to say? You know all these words that are like grope, feel, creepy, like those words? Who are the person that invented those words? Do you think those were the people? I want to be a creep. Let me grope you. Like, how did those words come about? I'm an anthropologist. What is it called? Etymology?
Etymology, yeah.
I'm a fucking genius sort of kind of. Let me take your tits out. Put the bra on.
Put it on?
Hold on. Let me pick which one I want you in.
Oh, wow. Go ahead, sir.
Oh, fuck. I'm 8% hard. I want you in that one.
The cheetah one?
Yeah, you little fucking cheetah.
Yeah, something about a cheetah bra. Like, if y'all hooking up, yeah. But she got a cheetah bra on.
No condom. Dude, if you take the bra and there's cheetah, she's from New Jersey or you're not wearing a condom.
See, wait, should I take my shirt off? How does this work? See, I'm not doing this right.
For the people listening at home, Trevor's going to put on a bra and I'm going to see how fast I can take it off.
And then I'm going to try to take a bra off you.
Okay.
With the lights off.
Whoa.
What?
Can you kiss me first? Take me out to dinner. God damn. You know those girls that would put toilet paper in the bra?
Yeah.
And you take off the bra and that shit would fall out and she'd be like, oh my God, I'm nervous. I'm like, bitch, I'm hard. I don't give a good. I'm going to use that to get my cum off later. God damn.
This is hard.
I am hard.
Wait.
I don't think you're doing it right.
I started doing it today. I also have the body of a wheelbarrow.
Wheelbarrows?
Well, I saw her doing this morning.
Whoa, me too.
God. Okay.
What's happening?
Motherfucker's name.
It looks like you're putting on the bra. It looks like you're putting on Stephen Austin's bra. What's that guy's name?
Gulp.
Dude, you're going to break it, bro. I think you need to make it bigger.
Bigger?
Hold up.
This is all the way.
That's all the way?
This is all the way.
All right.
I got this. And then you spin it around.
Trevor's girlfriend, if we break the bra, I'm so sorry. Oh, you got it on.
Yeah, boy. Come on.
Oh, shit. Trev, I'd beat.
All I had to do is put a bra on.
I mean, real talk. I'd beat. It looks like you put it on Steve Austin.
And then you got to do the cup movement where you tuck the titty in.
Yeah.
Bring it all up.
I like when they take out a cell phone. What's your plan?
Oh, I've never done
Tit
that.
Mobile?
I've never done that. This shit don't fit.
Take a picture.
I got a body
longer.
Cam.
All right. Let me see.
Oh, who's calling? Pitt.
No. All right.
So do I just turn towards you?
I think I want to
oh,
go.
God. Go all for right, it. All right. How are we doing this? Gabe, man the cameras.
God damn.
Oh, hold on. What are the rules here?
What?
Can I kiss you? I kiss you or no?
Where are we?
Is it one hand or two?
Whatever you think is faster.
Yeah. Oh.
So yeah, you're just trying to see how fast you
One's
go.
More seductive. One
yeah,
is more.
But two is
that's
gonna
that
be,
Yankee shit right there.
Two's going to be easy.
Fine, I guess. Right. It's not very romantic to fucking give somebody a bear hug.
I've never...
Come here!
So you're saying...
You can do whatever you want.
All right, cool.
You can do whatever you want.
I'm definitely going two-hand. I'm a fucking...
But the second you touch the bra, that's when the clock starts and my cock starts.
All right, I'm ready. All right.
Ready?
Yeah.
Oh.
All right, you ready?
What? Who? Me?
Yeah, you.
Oh, sure.
I kind of want to take it to the next level, Trevorita.
How do you know my government name?
I saw your birth certificate.
What about my birth canals?
I want to see that too.
All right.
I'm trying to see the Mississippi River. Okay. You ready?
Yeah.
All right, Trevorita.
I'm just gonna stand. All
right.
I'm just gonna hang out.
All right, Trevorita.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Oh, you went for the double maneuver.
Yeah, dude.
Dude, this is taking too long. I'm getting soft. Dude, this is taking too long.
Oh, yeah, dude. Watch that.
Oh.
Let me see your tits, man.
What was that? 7 seconds?
That was pretty good.
You got a vine off real quick.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Throw this on, you meandering whore.
Meandering?
What does that mean?
It means a loose whore.
Well.
I'm going to be honest, dude. I've put on like lingerie before.
We're not just gonna breeze over that.
I look hot as fuck, dog.
It fits your outfit, honestly.
I look hot as shit. Oh, I gotta do the reverse.
What do you mean?
How you do?
Bras are expensive as hell, yeah.
That's what girls say. That's why you pay for dinner, daddy. Cause all my shit's expensive. I did my hair. I did my nails. My cooter. I did all my shit. My fucking lingerie is $200 a piece. So that's why you pay for dinner. And I understand that. I pay $4 million for a brand new cooter. That is funny that we spent all this money on used cooter.
Refurbished.
How is it refurbished? It's used. This bitch has a car wash. It ain't refurbished.
If I just didn't do the challenge, love Michael on with that all day.
I'm fine with it.
All right, should I go one hand? I might try the one hand.
Damn, it kind of smells like
the
a girl.
The time to beat is 7 seconds.
Dim the lights.
All right,
we want to get sexual. Let me put on some.
I'm going to be honest, though. Trev, I've admitted on this podcast many times that I'm not good at taking off a bra. And you have come back to the equation saying that you're actually skilled. You actually are a one-hand band guy. You know those guys that have one band hand, they have like 16 instruments? Get friends! Demonetized!
Yeah, we can't.
Oh, come on.
Dude, you'll get demonetized. We'll get demonetized.
I was going to dance on it. You don't think we'll get demonetized?
No. This is what YouTube flourishes on.
All right,
Gabe, ready? Where do I go?
All right, you gotta at least talk to me a little bit before you do this.
Hey, what's your name?
Michelle.
Next. What brings you to this Dave and Buster's, Michelle?
I work here. Yeah.
What time are you off?
Whenever you get off.
Oh, I'm good at getting off.
So why don't you come back? Meet me in the behind the pizza parlor.
What's so funny? Nothing. Something funny about pizza parlors to you?
Nothing.
Because I'm trying to see some pepperonis, if you know what I'm saying.
My tits?
Areolas.
All right. Why don't you come get these areolas, daddy?
Okay. Can you lean forward, Michelle?
Oh, I got to lean forward for you?
Respectfully, okay. Hopefully. I'm nervous. What if I not? All right. Here we go.
Okay.
Here we go. Okay.
Go ahead. All right.
Gabe, you ready?
Ready.
Gabe, ready. Audience, ready?
Oh, shit.
Oh,
shit. Oh!
We just lost our deposit.
Dude, that was so good.
Dude, if
that was nuts.
If I had that precision the other night with the lady, I would have been Fabio. That was,
dude, did you practice that? That was like, that was crazy.
There's a certain pressure point. I honestly got lucky.
That was,
there's a certain, it's like, if the pressure is tight on the back.
Can you teach me how to do that?
If the pressure is tight on the back when the hooks are in and you kind of just pop it up and out. It's like the thumb kind of pushes it out.
Okay, so if it's like this, if we're the two-prong, hit me off a little demonstration. Okay. Oh, shit, two-prong demonstration. So, all right, so it's all tight, boom.
If you, all you need to do is get...
Oh, so it's like you... Okay, go.
All right, hold on. Hold it like this.
Hold like that, okay. To all the young guys, you gotta watch this.
All you're doing is you're trying to get... The fuck did I even do? You're trying to use these two.
Yeah.
And you're pushing the thumb. Ain't nobody... What the hell? I think I was just horny with beginner's luck. But essentially, you're connecting the two right here, and where you're pushing it two against, and then you're just using. All you need to do is just hold the two. Then you're just pushing it out of the socket.
Oh my god, that was so good! Did your dad teach you that,
or did my sister?
For real? Oh, that would have been sick.
I don't remember how I learned. I think my buddy CJ was like he showed me everything.
So it's just that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Oh, so it's just
you have the two, and then you either use your thumb or the upper finger.
So you go, you kind of like scissor it with
you
these two,
the two, and then you just
I got it.
Yeah, they pop right out.
All right, look, youngins that don't know, I just learned right now. Fingers like this, and then you take your thumb and sort of snap. Whoa,
that's good. If you can pull off the one hander.
Whoa.
That was like, I think when I did that, like when I was in high school, if you did that, the girl was like, that's the equivalent of having like a good credit score as an adult. Like you would do that and she'd be like, God damn.
Yeah, no, that would be impressive. That, you ever have a girl struggle to like take your belt off?
The belt that I have right now, yeah. I've had this belt for like 5 years.
Dude, I had the same one in college. It's a struggle belt.
It has.
They can't do it.
It has like little clickities in it.
Yeah.
And it is funny because in the head, you know that it's not going to come off with ease.
It won't.
But you're like, how long before I'd be like, God, let me just.
Yeah.
Or sometimes girls have some shit where it's like the jeans have like 12 buttons on it. And she'll be like, let me just help you. That rips it wide open.
I just go take off your clothes. I make everything seem like, ooh, dominance. But in reality.
You just want easy.
I just don't know what's happening.
Yeah. Smart.
This fucking Rubik's Cube of goddamn buttons.
Maybe that's
everywhere.
How the whole dom shit started.
Yeah.
Guy was like, undo your shoes. And she's like, okay. You just didn't know how to untie shoes.
Yo, what do those women wear? Corsets?
Yeah.
Can you imagine
those
taking off
prongs
a corset?
For days.
You gotta call in the servant to help. Too many. There's like 19, 20 things. Also, I used to walk, you ever put on a corset? I haven't, but it looks pretty tight.
You haven't?
I haven't.
Those are the ones that you wear to fit in things that are...
Yeah.
They make your waist look super small.
You ever seen those women with waist trainers on at the gym?
Yeah.
Yeah, those like the black things that look... Do they really work? My ex used to wear one.
I guess. I don't know.
She used to like wear one all the time. It literally looked...
You ever wear
like
a trash bag when you work out to like sweat a bunch?
I've never worn a trash bag, but I wear like extra layers to like sweat. I like to sweat a lot. I feel like I'm like working out.
I'll wear,
you know those black Uniqlo jackets I wear?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have one just for working out. It's fucked up because I just wear it to work out.
Oh, really?
But I get hot.
How, do you feel like when you go to take off that jacket at the gym after you've been sweating, do you feel like you let everyone know like, oh shit, the muscles is coming out to play. Bark, bark.
Yeah, there is, 100%.
There's something about, it is nice to work out with a hoodie on for a little bit because then you puff up and then you take it off and you're like, oh, this is what I'm coming out at.
Bro, I go to the gym. I'll do like bike for like 30 whatever or run. I pick and I get real hot and I'll do like maybe 15 minutes of weights when I feel I got a full pump and then it comes off. And then in my head, everyone at the gym's like, oh, fuck. Yeah. No one's looking.
People are dropping the 45s just to look.
Yeah.
I do. What's always nice is like when you're really sweaty after workout and you walk outside of the gym, that fresh air, the air hits the sweat body and you're like, this is what my body feels like to nut.
You know, the best feeling ever is when you go to the, I always mix it up. Is it sauna? What's
sauna?
The,
sauna then leaving is nice too.
Oh my goodness gracious.
There's always the weirdest conversations going on in a sauna. I go to LA Fitness. I got to step it up. Everybody and the most random encounters happen in the sauna. Mm-hmm. There's two people fully conversing had to take over the country. And then there's a guy just freestyling in the corner. And then there's a guy who just passed out.
Yeah. There's a guy doing
anybody gonna
yoga in the corner. Guy's cooking chicken on the fucking on the thing.
Or there's the guy who adds water to the...
That's illegal.
Well, it's electric.
You can't do that.
It's electric.
Yeah. Sir, you don't know what's happening.
Yeah, there's always something going on.
Yeah, it can't be just a calm evening.
No.
You get anybody in a small enclosement, shit's weird. Elevators, everyone don't talk. Yeah. Just ding, ding.
Elevator music, not loud enough.
Oh, my
God. Take the music from Forever 21 and put it in the elevator.
Is Forever 21 still a thing?
I don't know.
Is it still around? Like, I don't...
I think they had to close a bunch of locations. Also, I think they still have some of them. Yeah.
Who buys Abercrombie clothes besides the entire country of Europe? Continent. Does anyone in America buy Abercrombie?
I don't know.
Probably still. I mean,
God, I used to be so jealous of those hot ass dudes there on the front. I was like, I want that. I want to do that.
Or was it Hollister? The front of their store had like
shirtless guys.
Well, yeah.
But like, no, they like had their own like storefront that like looked like a house, like a hut.
Yep.
And it had, was it the brick shillings? Shingles?
Yeah. It had like the overhang.
Yeah.
Well, Hollister was always the place where like, if you were in high school and you were a girl that got hired at Hollister, that was how everyone knew you were one of the hot girls. Cause it was you were like a retail associate, but they also called you a model.
So
were like,
but you got hired at True Religion. Yeah. Damn. Give it 6 years and you're a Bilzerian girl.
Dude, I literally, there was one dude that was in my high school. They got hired to be out front of an Abercrombie, like a hot dude.
I'm surprised you didn't try to work there.
I did.
Oh no.
Oh yeah, daddy.
Where'd you end up working?
I got hired in New York. To be like, to work at the fucking thing. And honestly, bro, I want to continue this story, but I don't remember why I didn't work there. I don't think I told you guys, it took me like almost a year to get a fucking job in New York. I got hired at no place. When Red Lobster says no to you, your life is in shambles.
Did you go out mad? But man, fuck the biscuits.
I was literally upset.
Yeah.
Outback, Red Lobster, no. I was like, Dude, I have a college degree. I've worked at fucking restaurants my whole life.
Well, that's the problem. You had a college degree.
That's true.
We don't need this.
No, I got to go in there with a fucking heroin addiction. Like, I like Oxycontin. They're like, oh, you should be a chef. What the hell's wrong with these chefs? You're just making noodles. What the fuck?
What do you mean?
Just, every documentary I watch, I'm like, goddamn chefs. They're always yelling at people.
It looks stressful.
You're making Chef Boyardee.
Certain places, it looks stressful.
It looks stressful, but the chef is what's making it stressful. Who gives a shit? Oh, the soul goes on the plate. You're making fucking lasagna. I hate it. It's food. It's not life. Fucking, you're making meatballs for people that live in fucking Vermont. Who cares? Nothing wrong with Vermont, but you know what I mean. Just take a break. You know the chef's all tattooed up off a heroin bender, just yelling at fucking line cooks? This guy's like, dude.
What is a line cook? Down the line?
Yeah, right. It's like the head chef, and the head chef was like, in these restaurants I used to work at, there was like separate kitchens.
Right.
And then so this one dude was like the fucking meat guy, and then it was called the sous chef, like the head chef.
Yeah, it's big.
And he would just fucking yell at people. That was his job. He would like taste a piece of chicken, be like, you call that chicken?
Oh, really?
Yeah, dude, it was a whole thing.
I remember when I was a kid, I thought the perfect job growing up would be the ice cream taster, like sampler, the guy who samples flavors for like Baskin Robbins.
Oh,
that's the dream job. But after like 2 weeks, you're like, I am shitting Jamba Juice smoothies.
I have diabetes. My left leg is gone. You know what's a fucking hilarious job? Is there's like people within the McDonald's Corporation that are consistently trying to make new McDonald's food.
Yeah, they just came out with one. The Land, Sea, and Air Burger.
But that's not a new one. That's just taken.
I saw a picture of that.
But that's not, they're just taking from what people have been making. Well, the real one that they've been making, that they need to make, is the McGangbang. And that's a McChicken and a Big Mac, I think. But I don't know if they can't legally put McGangbang out there.
Nuh-uh.
Just McGangbang with Ronald McDonald. Like, it'll bang your cock. Bangkok, that's a capital.
Bangkok.
The first guy to do that.
Did you ever do that in high school?
Oh, yeah.
That was awful. What's the capital of Thailand? You're like, well, a bakaka.
Oh, dude, but once you knew...
Yeah.
What if the teacher asked you in front of the class, what's the capital of Thailand?
You're Puncher. Like,
I'm not. You get ahead of the curve. Yeah, land, sea, and air, which is funny because it's chicken, beef, and fish. Those three animals don't know that they exist.
No.
Fish has never seen a cow. A chicken's never seen a fish.
So it's a double meat patties, a fish patty, and a chicken patty, three breads.
What in the fuck?
That looks like somebody's like meal on death row.
Yeah.
Or somebody who's really off the weed.
You ever realize when a country has too much freedom? This is what's wrong with America. Well, you give a country too much freedom, that's what happens.
Yeah.
What the hell is that? You should be able to, you should go to jail.
What was their pitch meeting that Monday? They're like, oh, fuck it, I don't know.
I think the story with the Lancey and Air Burgers, this is just like a thing that some dude came up with, like, oh, this is the shit. And then now McDonald's is doing like, hey, you can customize your orders on our app. Someone makes Lancey and Air Burger.
Oh,
like,
I
think
I
they
understand.
Pushed it that way.
You know what I think is so funny about this stuff is when they're like, oh, Travis Scott meal. It's like, motherfucker, he's
all
like, oh, Travis Scott orders a fucking burger.
Little Huddy had a burger king.
Little Huddy.
Dude, can we talk about Chick-fil-A? They have gluten-free buns.
Oh, yeah.
I think they always had those.
I never saw it on the menu. I had it. We had it in Columbus?
Where the hell were we?
Columbus?
No, that we were in Michigan.
No.
Hold on.
Because we walked
You're
there.
Right.
It was Columbus.
It was Columbus.
How was it?
In an odd turn of events, they didn't give it...
Maybe it's a cross-contamination thing, but they give you the bun in a Ziploc bag. Or not a Ziploc, but like a...
Like a vacuum-sealed bag.
Yeah, like a bag, a separate bag. And then they give you the chicken breast and a piece of lettuce just in a cup.
It's very weird.
So they don't assemble it for you.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know.
Just make it.
Right. But maybe it's a cross-contamination thing.
I mean, that's actually kind of a nice thought of them.
No. It is, but it's weird because then you got to see you got to see just the chicken breast. And you're like, I don't want to.
You also got to make it. I don't fucking work here.
But I'm thinking, like, if you're on the road, how are you expected to be driving while doing all that?
You crash.
Yeah. I mean, it was a great alternative because usually I had to just get the chicken cubes there, which is... So sad.
The chicken cubes aren't bad.
Yeah, they're not great. They come in a steamy little cup.
Yeah, then you put them in some
chicken. They look like
we
give a 4-year-old to shut up on a Delta flight. Moral of the story, they have it, which is great now. So
if you guys are gluten-free people,
yeah, I had it. And it was solid. I went through like 4 packets of Chick-fil-A sauce.
You know who uses the most sauce ever? Your video guy.
John?
Oh my God. It is like, you ever run into those people that like every nugget, it's one packet.
Yeah.
That's why when you go, hey, can I have Chick-fil-A sauce? They hand you 100 of them. And you're like,
well, McDonald's
one is
like,
fine.
We're over your shenanigans. We're going to charge you 25 cents per.
When they started that.
Oh, dude, the lady.
How in the fuck did they like, you know how like they rioted the Capitol then? How did they not ride the Capitol when McDonald's started?
Well,
charging
the people that
sauce?
Are eating McDonald's. I'll tell you what.
What?
They ain't rioting.
Yeah,
they're tweeting. They're tweeting.
Yep.
But they ain't going to be a riot.
I love a McDonald's. Favorite fast food? Go.
Dude,
I forget.
I just had McDonald's in the airport.
When?
You were in San Jose. This was the flight going to the Phoenix airport. We had a connected flight there. And it was either that or some random whole spot. I don't know what it was. But I got a Big Mac with no bun.
Oh, hot.
And it's just a sad meal.
It doesn't sound bad.
No, it's good. I had that with fries and I was very content. It was great. Big Macs are fucking phenomenal.
They're phenomenal. You know what you should do? And maybe you have done this. You should like get whatever burger you want and just ask them to put it on like a bed of lettuce.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Oh.
That's what it was.
Oh. Like a bed of lettuce, not like a lettuce wrap. Like a Big Mac salad.
That's what McDonald's did. And then you just kind of chop it up a little
bit.
Oh,
that sounds great.
Yeah, it's fine. I had those some fries.
Did you put fries in there?
No. That's crazy.
How do you feel about the people that dip fries in Coke? People dip
fries
in Coke.
That's a thing?
Oh, that's a thing, Dad.
Dip fries in Coke?
Dip fries in Coke.
Fries in a Frosty, I'm great with. Fries in a Coke?
Yuck. Yuckadoo.
You ever see, you're not down with the Frosty?
No, it's so good.
I've never had it. It looks awful.
It's so good.
No, it's great.
I do it in
and
out.
Because you get sweet and salty. It's really good. You know what I don't get? I saw this on TikTok. People are putting peanuts in their Diet Coke or Coke, and then they drink it. And then they eat the peanuts at the end.
What the hell?
You can Google it.
Too much freedom.
Yeah, but that's what it is.
I
love how every fast food place has their thing, you know? Wendy's is like square patty, and everyone's like, ah, fuck,
that's good.
That's Wendy's.
That's good.
What would yours be if you had a fast food place? What would be your thing?
If I had a fast food place, what my thing would be is you can have a quesadilla with anything.
Okay. Cookout does that. In North Carolina, they don't give a fuck.
Oh, really?
You want to talk about we don't give a fuck and freedom? Bro, on a side, you can get a chicken wrap as your side. And the chicken wrap, I'll tell you what it is. It's a chicken nugget, heavily breaded. That's enough from downstairs. Heavily breaded. They roll it in a tortilla with a strip of lettuce, which is, you know, a lot. Uh-huh. But, and then they just put ranch on it and roll it up. It looks like a high meal.
That can
be your side. No, it's good. But that can be your side.
Do you remember when McDonald's had like wraps, like McWraps and shit?
Yeah.
Those were so good.
Dude, the salad shaker cups, those.
Whoever was the first person to take that and shake it, You know when you get a salad to go?
And oh, you
the
shake
first
it?
Person to put the dressing on there and just shake the whole thing, genius.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's why the shaker method was so, they were ahead of the curve.
Oh my God, now.
You remember the McDonald's shaker?
Yes,
I made a TikTok. It's still my drafts. I haven't posted it. Maybe I'll post it, but it's just me just yelling about why don't we bring that back? Because I don't remember ever eating one, but I remember having one. And they gave you way too much dressing, but I love a fuck ton of dressing.
A fuck ton of dressing kills it for me. I need like a medium. I would rather them under.
Dude, as a kid, my salad bowl at the end would look like a soup.
Yeah.
Not good.
Where are you at salad dressing? Are you a Thousand Island guy, ranch guy, blue cheese guy?
I'm about to fuck you up. Caesar. Are you serious?
No. Caesar's. I have nothing against Caesar. I'm just saying that's wild to say it's your favorite dressing.
That's not wild. It's the best. It's the best dressing. The best dressing.
If you had to pick one sauce for the rest of your life,
barbecue.
Barbecue sauce
is fucking amazing.
It does. Barbecue sauce is incredible. It does. It's very very universal. But
barbecue sauce is like ketchup, but if it lets you drink at an early age. You know, like that cool uncle who's like, yo, fucking, you boys want some Michelobes? That's barbecue sauce right there.
Barbecue sauce is ketchup if it went to prison.
No, like, it's like cool tangy. It's not like sketchy tangy. Honey mustard is like somebody who did time.
That's my sauce.
Honey mustard?
That's the sauce I would choose. Honey mustard, bro. Honey mustard. You dip fries in honey mustard? Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, fries,
call your uncle.
It.
Tell him to
fries,
fuck it in his mouth because it's incredible.
Well, you know, you're going
to
call him. My uncle's Gabe. Anyways, but honey mustard, you get. But this, buffalo, you can. Or not buffalo.
Barbecue,
you can put it on a steak. You put it on chicken. You're putting honey mustard on a steak?
Yeah. I mean, listen. You got me, okay? You got me. Because I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
Realistically, the sauce, I mean, it would have to be ketchup.
Sauce?
The worst sauce? Balsamic? The fuck you doing in my house?
Balsamic on a... It's good. Sandwiches, it's great. I'm saying for like dipping.
Oh. Horseradish sauce.
No, horseradish is great. Is there a bad sauce? Is there?
There's some that aren't as good.
Relish? You guys like relish?
Relish is good, but that's not really a sauce.
Relish like on a hot dog. I'm saying if you go to McDonald's and they have all the sauces to choose from, what's like the one where you're like, man.
You know what the one that's underrepresented, but I actually fucking love it, is sweet and sour sauce.
It does hit. When it hits, it hits.
Oof.
It's great with chicken nuggets.
People jerk off to ranch. I think it's fine. People
in
love
a salad,
ranch.
It's great, but like dipping like a nugget in there, it's kind of off. Yeah, I know what you mean.
It's still
McChicken
good.
Is really good with.
It, yeah, it's still good, but it's no like honey mustard barbecue.
I think that's what I miss the most about bread is a McChicken sandwich.
Just do it.
Just $1.19.
I don't know why you don't just take a double dose of your pills and fucking just go in. Just go in every Sunday. Say, fuck my gut. Go in there and then on Monday, sit in here and shit your brains out.
Yeah.
You gotta do it.
Yeah.
Ah.
I like made myself a McChicken today. I Googled what's the McChicken sauce and I like figured it out and I made it.
What is the McChicken sauce?
It's just like it's mayonnaise and
tartar
a little bit
powder.
Of like dry mustard and
Whoa.
Onion powder.
Dry mustard?
I didn't use dry powder. Mustard. I didn't have any dry mustard, but just a onion powder, like a seasoning onion powder.
Isn't it so funny that there's recipes and they go like, have some dry onion powder and you go, how about not? And it tastes the same.
Yeah.
You just don't put it in there. It tastes the exact same.
Yeah.
Damn. Well, dude, we learned a lot.
Learned so much. And we have an exceptional sock talk today.
Oh my God, I'm so excited.
Let's go.
We have a sock talk that's, this is a good Patreon book. This came from the Stiff Socks Discord on Patreon.
Oh, hell yeah.
But it's so good, we couldn't just save it for Patreon.
Get on the Discord unless you're a Patreon member, just to let you guys know.
Correct, yeah.
Go ahead.
So this is a submission that came in from someone named Raging Storm.
Sounds like an X-Men.
And they kind of are an X-Men. So they said, this is what they wrote, their first message. They said, I have a friend that won't be my girlfriend, but she will send me nudes to draw on an Etch-A-Sketch. Yes, you heard me, an Etch-A-Sketch. I'm surprisingly good at Etch-A-Sketch, so my friend sends me her nudes so that I can draw them for her.
NFT.
So he's so good at the Etch-A-Sketch that this girl sends him nudes.
That is ruthless. What is she doing with the Etch-A-Sketch?
Are they like hooking up or is she just like, can you draw
this?
She
thinks he's so good at the Etch-A-Sketch that she wants nudes of herself but drawn in Etch-A-Sketch. And the only way to get those is she has to send them to him so he can do it.
But what is she doing? Like, what is he like UPSing the Etch-A-Sketch to her house? Or is he taking a picture?
That it'd get shaken up so quick.
Yeah, I don't. I'm just so confused about why she needs. I don't understand the need from her.
Wait until you see how good this guy is at the Etch-A-Sketch.
Okay, okay.
Because he sent us some pictures of Etch-A-Sketch drawings that he's done in the past. And,
okay. What, ram, like a gopher or what?
Animals, the pirate ship.
He does it all.
Pirate ships?
All right, so this is his first one. This is
chicken.
A...
Dude, what? It's a cock. Look at not really. It's a chicken.
Look at how detailed this chicken is.
How the hell?
Yeah, I'd be down for a... Bro, Gabe, he should do your Yaris exploding on the Etch-A-Sketch.
Whoa.
Dinosaurs!
Look at this dinosaur. He's got a skull here. Again, just incredible.
Damn. Language. So wait, Etch-A-Sketch means that it's all one stroke. There's no pick up the pen. This is all like with the knobs.
Yes. Look at that pirate ship.
Dude, I mean, I now I see why she wants the news. I mean, this is like some vintage shit.
Yeah. So I just thought, have you ever been so horny that you Etch-A-Sketch some nudes? Is pretty crazy.
Title. The whole
wow,
go to the ship,
dude. Yeah. That's like, I don't.
This so is Adderall
just,
type.
He's just
beat.
Going, yeah, dude. He's just going kind of back and forth, left and right with the Etch-A-Sketch.
Because you can't do a race unless you shake the whole thing, right?
Yeah,
Etch-A-Sketch.
Holy shit, how much time did it take him to get good at Etch-A-Sketch?
So he has done the nudes, or she yeah. wants him to?
Yeah, he's done the nudes.
I mean, that is ruthless, bro.
Yeah,
because she like knows that he's into her,
have they hooked
she's
up?
Just like sending nudes. He's like, hey,
yeah.
What does he get out of it?
I mean, I guess he gets to see her nudes. Dude, and what he
if
likes
he,
her.
What if, I mean, don't do this, but what if he sent her back an Etch-A-Sketch of his dick?
Can't do that, but definitely funny.
He's like, here's my dick pic.
Funny. That,
I
that
thought we were trading nudes.
Dude, that is an all-time dick pic. Is there
I'm
a
making
better
mine
dick pic than
go
that?
Across the screen and then some. I'm yeah. getting three Etch-A-Sketches.
Yeah, I'm putting them back to back and fucking using duct tape to make it a one.
Etch-A-Sketch.
I didn't know Etch-A-Sketches were still around.
Apparently, yeah. So, yeah, this
wow.
I want to know, yeah, if you can write in and let us know how long like this pirate ship took. I'm so curious because it looks so detailed.
Yeah, does this guy have a job? Like, how does he have time? Like, to maybe he's just super good. It literally takes him like 20 minutes.
The ever, skull one's really good.
Yeah. You ever seen like an artist who's like fucking fire and you're like, that must have taken 2 years? He's like, it took an hour and a half. You know? So maybe it doesn't take him a long time. That's so good. The thing that's creeping me out is like he doesn't lift like.
Yeah, it's all one motion. It's all connected somehow.
Yeah, because if you look at this, so it's. I hadn't seen an Etch-A-Sketch in a long time. Yeah, so you've got, I think does the left one go up and down and the right one goes?
Yeah, Gabe, can you bring up like a time lapse of someone doing a sick Etch-A-Sketch so I can yeah. just, like, I just, it doesn't, it's not making any sense in my brain. But, and then my next question is, what is she doing with the Etch-A-Sketch? Like, I'm really curious
what
she
wants it for. Would
be
the most fucked up if she got it back and then just shook it immediately.
This is nuts. Is that Bob Ross?
Yeah.
Holy crapola.
Yeah, so it looks like it's just one continuous line. Starts right at the beginning, and then you just...
I mean, do you think you could do... What do you think you could do on that sketch?
I could probably do a bird.
You think you could do a bird?
Not a good one.
I could do
you
a...
You ever seen the birds in, like, cartoons where it's just, like, a flat M?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Whoever did the flat M bird was like, this is fire.
That's a bird. Birds are like, is that my cousin Tony?
That was a guy who forgot that birds are supposed to be in the picture, and he's like, how about these? Like, he just
did his birds aren't real.
Birds aren't real.
Do birds see other birds and be like, that's a bird? Or is that like, that's a homie?
I don't
like,
think...
if I see you, I'm not like, that's a human.
Right.
Do you think other birds are like...
I don't think so. Because I don't
what
think...
What fucking flock you flocking from?
I don't think Greta knows the difference between a human and a dog. I don't think she's like, oh, you're a human. Oh, you're a dog. I think she's just, I just think she thinks that everyone's a thing. Like the same thing.
Yeah, you just gotta get rid of her.
Yeah.
Where?
What?
Gigi.
Are we still rolling?
Captain Gigi of the USS, I love you. That is the wildest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah, so thanks for sharing that with us. Let's do a secret talk now. This
Let's
is an anonymous submission that says, I was hooking up with a girl at a party one time and I had whiskey dick. After about 10 minutes of back shots, I couldn't go anymore. So I said to myself in my head, okay, I'm going to pull out and spin on her back. Pull out and spin on her back. Pull out and spin on her back. All right, ready? 1, 2, 3. And then I spit on her back, but I didn't pull out. And she looked She looked back at me and was like, did you just spit on me? And I was like, nah, that's just sweat. And then I just kept giving back shots. I didn't get my nut off that night.
Wow. Honestly, I've been in that position. I've thought about doing the same thing. And I probably have done the same thing.
I faked.
That's why the hand thing is great. You go, oh, it came in my hand.
And then she goes, let me see.
And you then go, I licked it all off.
Not bad. That's weird.
No, I've definitely thought about that before. The drunks, there's never.
It just doesn't
nobody's
happen.
Nobody's coming.
You either go, listen, I'm so sorry. Like, I'm just too drunk. I'm not going to go. Or you just go, ha, ha, fake come and you get out.
Yeah, but where do you fake come?
What do you mean? Dude, you take it out and you go,
Yeah, but then she's going to be like, whoa, where's the mess to clean up?
I don't think, no.
Yes.
Dude, everyone's, I don't think so. I don't think she's investigating. I don't think so. You think, what, is she going to rummage through your fucking duvet
she's gonna be like,
to find
wait,
the cum?
No, she's going to be like, wait, where did you come?
Yeah.
I'm be like, what do you, this is the all-time greatest thing. You go, what do you mean?
Gaslighter?
No, but what, there's no way. If you're like, oh,
ask
I finished.
Ask where the cum is.
Where's the cum?
What do you mean, dude? It's just, I don't know, man. I'm tired.
That
bro.
Sounds like somebody who didn't come.
No, you. It's just, where is it? Hey, I don't know. It's somewhere. It's somewhere. It's just
if
shit.
You say I don't know, look. If there's one thing you know during sex, it's where you're gonna come. Nobody's ever been like, oh, I lost my cum again. Where'd I airdrop it to?
That day was my cum.
No, you know, like she'd be like, wait, is it on the sheets? Like, do I need a towel?
No, I'm good.
Wait, where did you finish?
Like, honestly, I don't know, man. Somewhere in there.
Man.
You
can't be like, I don't know, man. Then she's like, what are you fucking hustling me?
Dude, listen, I've lost a cum or two. I don't know where it went. I don't know. But that's the best.
You just say airdrop and get out.
Yeah. You just say Bluetooth. That's
Blue
it.
Blue chew.
But that's why the best part wearing a condom. You go, and you take the condom, you put hot sauce in it, and you throw it in the fucking garbage.
One time I came insanely quick, and I blamed it on the condom. I was like, yes, you know, the condom, which is the opposite.
It is.
But I blamed it on the condom.
Let me tell you something. I came lickety-split one time, plenty of times, but I've came lickety-split when I was in high school. And you know how when you're like young, you can come and stay hard?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, I can't. Yeah. I was fucking with cum in the condom.
Isn't that crazy?
Still plowing. I'm like,
just
and in my head,
thin
I'm like,
ice.
Oh my God.
Thin.
Yes. But I'm like, what am I doing? Like, and then it's just like, eventually,
they
then
call
you
that shit iceberg lettuce. What the fuck's that going to do with an iceberg?
Do you think this lettuce has grown on an iceberg? What the fuck? What's the iceberg, and a glacier? Do you think there's glaciers that want to be icebergs?
There's icebergs that want to be glaciers.
For sure. I think a glacier is the big body one.
But why is it called iceberg lettuce?
Maybe it's cold like an iceberg.
Do you think if I went on a boat and yelled, iceberg, and then threw a thing of a head of iceberg lettuce at the captain, I'd get my ass beat?
Yep. You get kicked off the ship.
So you were fucking with a nut in the condom.
Yeah. And then you just don't feel anything because when you came, you're not going to come again. And then you just...
Then it just feels like the squishy things everybody had in seventh grade.
100%. What are those things called?
Cum.
Slippery somethings? Those things need to get fucked.
They have been
whatever the fuck they're called
by the thousands.
Yes, those are the first fleshlights.
If I found one of those in my son's room, I'm not like, oh, there's no way he's just using this to pass time.
I'm buying my son a fleshlight.
Okay, well, we got two today from Miss Malkova. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Front and back.
One's a butthole. I gotta try it out. I haven't had butt sex in a while.
What are you doing, man?
Oh, it's overrated.
Is it?
Everyone's like, you know.
You know what I mean? You sound like a narc. Everyone's like, sex. Dad, just don't tell her you came. That's the funniest thing that you're somehow okay with on this bit. Yeah, I just lie. I said I came.
Yeah, dude, I'm telling you. Gaslight. What do you mean?
No.
What do you mean? Baby, just, I'm trying. I need to clean up. Like, where is it?
I came on my chest.
Yeah.
I'm wearing a t-shirt. It's underneath.
It's funny to come on yourself. Sometimes I talk shit to myself. Take it, bitch. And just go.
Well, that part we know.
Yes.
I can see that.
Yeah. You ever call yourself daddy? Give it to him, daddy. Call yourself daddy?
No.
Me neither. Well. Guys, I made a grilled cheese with an iron. Fuck everyone. It was delicious.
Talk about that.
We'll talk about it on the Patreon.
It was funny, though.
It was fire. Well, holy shit. Are we out of time, Gabriel?
Yeah, this camera's about to die
any
second.
Fuck.
All right, guys. That is
the episode. Make sure to like, share, and subscribe.
Yeah, like, share, and subscribe on all the things. Our YouTube's starting to pop off, so get on there if you're not. Friend the reminder, we have a Patreon. 4 extra episodes a month, ad-free, drops every Friday. We have crazy episodes, such as we interviewed Gabe, we interviewed Trev's girlfriend, wild episodes. So yeah, only $5 a month, 4 extra episodes. Go on patreon.com/stiffsockspod and get on that. And till next Wednesday, we love you guys. Bye, 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 bye.